So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, mi de bechevel ani moichelach hein chaser hein yaser. If someone sold some land and made two contradictory statements, saying, I'm selling you this amount of land, as measured by ropes, which means precisely this amount, and then added, more or less. Batel hein chaser hein yaser mi de bechevel. The second statement nullified the first, and so the Rashbam explains, afel apichis reibel asa, ahayser reibel asa higir. Even there is a discrepancy of up to a quarter kav per beis saw, which is 1/24th of the total field, the sale is binding as is the Mishnah rules in Daf Kuf Gimel. Similarly, hein chaser hein yeser mi de bechevel. If he first said, I'm selling you this amount of land more or less, and then added as measured by ropes, batel mi de bechevel hein chaser hein yeser. The second statement nullified the first, and so impiches kol shehu yanake vim hoiser kol shehu yachzer. The slightest discrepancy must be paid for or returned. Tibri ben Anas. This is the opinion of Ben Anas, who holds kol shnei l'shoyne shel mechira, shesoysen zeh zeh, tapas lashon achren. Whenever one uses two contradicting expressions regarding a sale, the second statement is definitive because chazer by b'toch kedei dibur min harishon. He immediately retracted from the first statement, and he wants the sale to be as specified in the second statement. The Gemara cites another example of such contradictory statements. A Mishnah Masech Debab Mitzi relates, Maisa Bitzipayri, Be'echet Shesachar Merchetz Mechaveir B'Shneim Asa Zehum L'Shana, Dinu Zahav L'Chaydash. Someone rented a bathhouse and agreed to a price of 12 gold dinar for the year, one dinar per month. That year was a leap year, and the question arose whether he owed rent for the extra month. Now, as Rashbam explains, in the case where he mentioned only one term, the Mishnah Masech Debab Mitzi rules, Hamaskir L'Shana Nesabu L'Seicher, Hiskir L'Chadashim Nesabu L'Maskir. In an annual lease, the renter gains the extra month, and in a monthly lease, he pays for the additional month. In this case, however, where he mentioned both terms, Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Yisi ruled, Yachleiku Eschoidesh She'iber. They divided the rent of the 13th month. In other words, the renter pays for half the month. Apparently, they disagree with Ben Anas, who holds Tafas Lashon Achren. And Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Yisi hold that it's a Safik I Tafas Lashon Rishon Lashon Achren. However, the Gemara suggests that we could reconcile the two cases. In that case of Merchatz, we can interpret the contradictory statements two ways. He might have first intended for an annual lease, but then retracted and preferred a monthly lease, and so Tafas Lashon Achren, the second expression is definitive. Or the seller may have intended for the second statement to clarify the first, and although he intends to accept 12 dinar for the full year, he was merely stipulating that the rent be paid monthly and that the lease could be terminated monthly. Therefore, in that case of Merchatz, since we are uncertain of his intentions, all agree to Yachleiku. However, in our case of Beis Kur Devadei Kohadir Bei, his statements are certainly contradictory. Perhaps all agree to Tavas Lashon Achren, and there's no Machlekes. However, Rav nevertheless maintains that there is a Machlekes, and says, Cholkun Olav Chaveir Al Ben Anas. Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Yisi disagree with Ben Anas. And even in the case of our Mishnah, where he said, Mide Bechevel, Hein Chaser, Hein Yeser, and the statements are certainly contradictory, Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Yisi hold Yachleiku because Misafkelhu, Iyamin and Tafas Lashon Rishon, or Lashon Achren. They considered a Sveika de Dina. They're unsure which statement is definitive because Ein Yitua Al Ezen Neskavan Yeser. We don't know which statement he meant to be definitive, and Mammon Hamutl Besafik Chalkin. And according to Ben Anas, even in the case of Merchatz, where he said, B'shneim asa zehum l'shana, dinah zav l'chaydish, Ben Anas holds tafas lashon achren, and therefore Rav, who rules like Ben Anas, commented, I havoi hasam, havi hivne kule l'maskir. I would have ruled in favor of the landlord, because the second statement is definitive that the agreement was for a monthly lease, and the tenant must pay for the 13th month. Shmuel likewise maintains that there is a machlekes and says, Zu divi ben Anas, ava chacham oibrim halach achar pachas shabal ashaynes. As Rashbam explains, Mesafkalahu iyarminen tafas lashon rishon o lashon achren. Shmuel also holds that the chacham, referring to Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Yisi, considered a sveika de dina. However, Shmuel holds that in cases like this, yad hamuchzik alal yoyna, the party who is presently in possession of the disputed property keeps it. Therefore, in our case of Beis Kur, where he said, Mide bechevel hein chaser hein yeser, halach achar pachas shab l'shaynes. We follow whichever expression is more advantageous to the seller, and the buyer always gets the lesser amount. And as Rashbam adds, Kugren shekibul kvar hadamim. He was already paid, and so the seller is the muchzik. Therefore, em hoiser yachzer. If the property is larger than specified, the buyer must pay extra or return it, because he said Mide bechevel, the precise measurement. If it is smaller, the sale is valid as is because he said hein chaser hein yeser, the approximate measurement. Similarly, in the case of Merchatz, where he said b'shnei masa zehum l'shana din zav l'chaydish, it depends on the following: ba b'tchilas achaydish kula l'masker. At the beginning of the 13th month, the landlord is muchzik in the property and can demand that the tenant pay an extra month's rent or vacate the property. If the case is adjudicated after the 13th month, the tenant is muchzik in his money and cannot be compelled to pay. However, the Mishnah above Metziah, Beba, Beemtza Chodesh Askinan, the Mishnah is referring to a case where the ruling was issued in the middle of the month. Therefore, Yachleiku, the tenant only pays for the next part of the month. To summarize, in both cases, Beis Kur and Merchatz, the opinion of Benanis is, according to both Rav and Shmuel, Tavas Lashon Achron. The opinion of Reb Shimon Lev Reb Yesi depends. According to Rav, it is Yachleiku. According to Shmuel, it is Yad HaMuchzik Alal Yoyna. The Gemara cites another ruling by Rav, with which, as the Rashbam explains, according to the above, Shmuel would disagree. An istura, which is half a dinner, is worth 96 moi, 96 kappa prutas. Therefore, if the seller said istura mei moi, the price is istura 100 moi, the price is mei moi. If the seller said in the reverse order, mei moi istura, the price is istura because Rav Svirle kibananis, tapas lashon achor, and the second statement is definitive. However, Shmuel would hold holach achamuchzik. As Rashbam explained, Shmuel lay Svirle kibananis. He does not agree with bananis, and it's a suffix which statement is definitive. Since Shmuel justifies the Mishnah Baba Metziah by ascribing its ruling to a specific case. The Gemara also cites a joint ruling of Rav and Shmuel regarding contradictory expressions. If the seller said, I'm selling you a kur of grain which equals 30 saw for 30 sela, either party can cancel the sale at any point until the buyer performs a kinyan on all 30 saw, because kuli chad mekechu, all 30 saw are part of one transaction which is not finalized until he acquires it all. However, kur b'shleishim saw b'sela ani meichelach rishin rishin kana. If he said, I'm selling you a kur of grain for 30 sela, one sela per saw, each saw is considered a separate transaction, and the buyer acquires each saw when he performs a kinyan on that particular saw. According to our previous explanations, we must explain this ruling differently according to Rav and Shmuel. L'Rav, Tafas Lashon Achron. According to Rav, we assume that the second statement was a retraction from the first statement, and so Rishon Rishon Kana. Each saw is acquired separately. However, L'Shmuel, Mishum de Tafas. We're uncertain which statement is definitive, and so the Muchzik has the upper hand. In this case, it is the buyer who is Muchzik in whatever number of saw he already took, and so in this case, Shmuel agrees with Rav that Rishon Rishon Kana.